month of July, when the weather was fair, the carpenter's lady was taking the air. She never looked back, oh, she must have been blind. Her husband was there, her husband was there, he was creeping behind. Down by the churchyard and in through the gate, the lecherous sexton was lying in wait. He crept up beside her and tickled her chin, and both of them knew, and both of them knew it was time to begin. So there on the tombstone they fumbled and played. The husband looked on as his missus was laid. He sat and he watched till the passion was past. 'Twas not for the first time, not for the first time, but surely the last. While the sexton was sleeping, his arse in the air, the carpenter quickly abandoned his lair. He took out his razor and made up his mind, and was carving his name, was carving his name on the others behind. All the sexton cried out as he scrambled in vain over the tombstones away from the pain. He cursed at the ground and insulted the sky, and each of them swore, and each of them swore that the other should die. So the carpenter went for his chisel and blade, the sexton was honing the edge of his spade. And driven by jealousy, anger and pain, they hacked at each other, hacked at each other like butchers insane. The sexton was missing a nose and a toe, the carpenter's bowels were beginning to show. But there with the dead at the end of the town, they fought till the blood, they fought till the blood was like dew on the ground. They were found in the morning, the sexton was slain, but his spade had divided the carpenter's brain. His widow, she heard of his death by a chance, amusing the bishop upstairs in the manse.